the Jackdaw of Reims, who stole the cardinal's ring but later gave it back and became a local saint, is the most well-known literary jackdaw and can be found in R. H. Barham's Ingoldsby Legends. The jackdaw is a stocky black bird with a sheen that almost resembles purple on its black crown and glossy gray-black plumage. The black plumage is due to birds, structural/U, plumage colors being greatly influenced by melanin, which can absorb visible light and self-assemble into nanoscale structures. The bird's underside is a slate gray, with lighter gray cheeks, a nape, and a neck. The bird's jet-black crown highlights the eye's light, nearly white irises. It also has black legs and a short, robust bill. As jackdaws preferred church steeples and liked to dwell and started to nest on the chimneys during the 18th century, at times it caused a nuisance in heating but, a great frequenter of the church, where bishop-like, he finds a perch and dormitory too, the poet William Cowper wrote, is how he put it. In some areas of Wales, the bird was revered because of this behavior. Jackdaws and people get along because they share a certain level of empathy. There are many tales of people who saved stranded children in trouble and were rewarded with bewildering friendship and trust. According to research by Cambridge zoologist Auguste von Bayern, jackdaws can recognize human faces and can react to facial expressions. A bird with confidence in its mentor can read that person's emotions and will follow them to find hidden food. These corvids communicate primarily through their eyes, as eye contact is important for human interaction. Research has been aided and supported by this interaction. Some birds do begin to turn gray as they age. Still, it's not always very noticeable because the graying is brought on by changes to the feather structure, which alters how light is reflected, not by a lack of pigment as in humans. Due to their predominantly black feathers, jackdaws exhibit graying more visibly than most other bird species. The founder of modern ethology, the Austrian ornithologist Konrad Lorenz, identified a rigid social hierarchy within jackdaw groups, also known as trains or clatterings, starting in the 1930s. Females who are not paired are at the bottom of the food chain. They are the last to have access to food and shelter during times of scarcity and are vulnerable to being pecked at by others, without being able to defend themselves. But when a female is chosen as a mate, she assumes the same rank as her partner and is recognized as such by everyone else in the group. She can even peck people to make them acknowledge her status. Although a jackdaw is not usually kept as a pet, it can be trained to perform several tricks. One of the most intriguing facts is its amazing capacity to imitate other sounds and the human voice.